Genesis 50. Then Joseph threw himself on his father's face, and wept over him, and kissed him. Joseph commanded the physicians in his service to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. They spent 40 days in doing this, for that is the time required for embalming. And the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. When the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph addressed the household of Pharaoh.
If now I have found favor with you, please speak to Pharaoh as follows. My father made me swear an oath. He said, I am about to die. In the tomb that I hewed out for myself in the land of Canaan, there you shall bury me. Now, therefore, let me go up so that I may bury my father. Then I will return.
Pharaoh answered,
Go up and bury your father, as he made you swear to do.
So Joseph went up to bury his father. With him went all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as all the household of Joseph, his brothers and his father's household. Only their children, their flocks and their herds were left in the land of Goshen. Both chariots and charioteers went up with him. It was a very great company. When they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, they held there a very great and sorrowful lamentation. And he observed a time of mourning for his father 7 days. When the Canaanite inhabitants of the land saw the mourning on the threshing floor of Atad, they said,
This is a grievous mourning on the part of the Egyptians.
Therefore the place was named Abel Mizraim. It is beyond the Jordan. Thus his sons did for him as he had instructed them. They carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field at Machpelah, the field near Mamre, which Abraham bought as a burial site from Ephron the Hittite. After he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt with his brothers and all who had gone up with him to bury his father. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said,
What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?
So they approached Joseph, saying,
Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you.
Now therefore, please, forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father.
Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said,
We are here as your slaves.
But Joseph said to them,
Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones.
In this way he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were also born on Joseph's knees. Then Joseph said to his brothers,
I am about to die, but God will surely come to you and bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
So Joseph made the Israelites swear, saying,
When God comes to you, you shall carry up my bones from here.
And Joseph died, being 110 years old. He was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt.